Ozdag dizisi dedikleri onunla. Kylie Sherman. Kylie, Kylie. Sherman, Sheeran. S as in Sam, H as in house. Sheeran, Kylie Sherman. Their birth is 2/22/78. And date of visit is 12/12/13/24. Next, let's see. I'm sorry, date of visit is 12/13/24. Date of birth is 2/22/78. Next, please make a copy of this for Nancy Deeb. D-E-E-B. D as in David. D-E-E-B. P-A. Nancy Deeb, P-A. Next paragraph. Dear Nancy, thank you for sending Kylie Sherman for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. Is present illness. This is a 46-year-old female who has a prior history of asthma, has been treated in the past with bronchodilators as well as on Xolair, X-O-L-A-I-R, on Xolair injections, which she stopped using in 2018. The patient had an episode of COVID-19 in August of 23, and following that developed persistent cough, sinus drainage, and post-nasal drip, as well as recurrent asthmatic episodes. She has had nasal septal deviation and sinusitis, which has been treated with antibiotics. she is presently coughing up some clear mucus, and her wheezing is under some control. The patient did have patient did have nasal polyps resected in September of 24. And she has had septal surgery in 2010. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of asthmatic attacks, history for iron deficiency anemia, past history of nasal polyposis with resection, and history for PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Next paragraph. Habits the patient denies: smoking, alcohol use moderate, works as the operations manager. Next paragraph. Allergies to augmentin and environmental allergies. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of heart disease at age 42. Mother is alive in good health. Grandmother had breast cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no glaucoma, no sore throat or hoarseness, no nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no coughing spells, but has asthma, wheezing, and shortness of breath, and hay fever. Says no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or heartburn. Says no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. Says anxiety attacks, says easy bruising, says joint pains and muscle stiffness. Says no seizures but has headaches and no numbness of the extremities or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist included Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Air Supra, 2 puffs Q6 PRN. Allegra, 180 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged white female is led no acute distress, no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure, 138 by 70. Pulse, 80, respiration 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 226, saturation 98. HGNT non-phthalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous and injected. Throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and wheezes are scattered throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart symptoms are regular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities wheel, 1 plus reflexes. No gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. And there's no calf tenderness on either side. Next paragraph, impression number one, asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two is nasal polyps and sinusitis. Number three is polycystic ovarian syndrome. Number four is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a CBC, IgE level, total eosinophil count, and a CMP. She was also advised to get a chest X-ray and a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. She was advised to use Breztri. BREZ, Breztri inhaler, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day in place of Symbicort. And polysomnographic study was also suggested. A follow-up visit be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Nancy Deeb, D-E-E-B-P-A. NCD PA. Dr. D'Souza.